Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing? It's your host, Elazar Yehudim. How you doing today? It's a good day. We're going to continue on with Matthew chapter 24. But today we're going to go a little bit more into detail. We're going to go through a couple more scriptures. And we're going to reveal, especially to my people, the lost tribes of Israel, what's actually going on. Now, the first two episodes, we stressed the times right before the coming. I mean, you're going to see earthquakes. You're going to see nation rising up against nation. You're going to see kingdom rising up against kingdom. You're going to see diseases and pesticides. Okay, these are the beginning of sorrow. Now, when I say that, that's what the scripture calls it. And when you see these things, it tells you that they're going to afflict you and then kill you. And you should be hated on by all nations. But the end is not yet. Now, we're going to pick it up at Matthew 24:17. And when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand. Then let him which is in Judea flee into the mountain. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Verse 18. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter. This is verse 20. Neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation. So before the tribulation starts, we're going to see kingdom raising up against kingdom. We're going to see nation against nation. We're going to see pesticides. We're going to see which are diseases. We're going to see famine, people starving out here, literally. And these are the beginning of sorrows again. At this time, they're going to take you and afflict you. Now, we're talking to the lost children of Israel. How are you being afflicted in this place today? You can turn on the news and see it every day with the out-of-control prison system. They got more black men in prison population, which is slavery, than they had in 1865. Can you understand that? We're in a new form of slavery, y'all. Now, when you start seeing it, they say they're going to kill you like the police officers are killing young, unarmed black people every day. You see, again, it's to the point where it's random acts of violence against blacks whenever a person feels like it. We have no protection. We have no defense. In this word, that's why he told the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Okay? Now, when anything starts happening to black people, again, I'm going to stress this again, other black people are going to get offended. They're going to start hating. Dudes in these streets going to be robbing and killing. They ain't going to have no love for each other. The female's going to turn on their husband. The husband's going to turn on the female like Christ. So your enemy's going to be those of your own household, black community, so-called black. You are the real Jew of the Bible. Revelation 2:9 says, I know those who say they are Jews but are not. But let me pull it up for you so you can hear the actual words of the Messiah in these scriptures. Revelation 2:9 says, I know thy work in tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. For none of those things which thou shalt suffer, behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tired, and ye shall have tribulations 10 days. But be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Can you understand what happened? We're supposed to be faithful, love each other all the way to the point of death, and you're going to receive a crown of life. He said he's going to throw some of you into prison. to try you, to test you. But the Most High said he's going to refine you as if you came out of a fire. So we got to understand, truly understand, the meaning of these scriptures and how it pertains to us as the people who are in the belly of the beast. Now, the prophet Daniel told us about the desolation, the abomination of desolation, which the Bible is doing. He told you the ending and the beginning. So that's why you can read these scriptures and see what's going to happen. This is history. These documentation. Real. I know a lot of people want you to think the Bible ain't true. But if you go through this Bible, you can go through world history. Meaning this, earth. The Bible talks about Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, and that king. He documented the history outside the Bible. How these people are documenting the kingdoms in which they were serving in as slaves. Documented in the Bible, and then someone come tell you it ain't true. Like the Egyptians. The Egyptologists say, ain't no record of the Hebrews being in there. But King Tut exists, didn't he? And if you go to your Bible, you will see King Tut to talk about that very time period. We can go through world history, the empire, Babylon, the Persians. The king of Persia at that time was Cyprus. It's in your Bible. Then we move from Persia to the Greeks. Now, you know why that part of their history ain't in your Bible? Because they took it out. It's called the Apocrypha. 14 missing books. That's in the original King James Version. After the Greeks, we get to the Romans. That's the time of Christ. The Herod, was Herod a king? Was Pilate a governor? These are historical figures, but they want you to think all the historical figures exist, but the word of God don't exist. They don't teach God in truth. They don't teach God in school. They don't talk about God in these politics. These people hate God. So it's no coincidence that they don't erase the history of our people out of the history books. They also erased our language by beating it out of us. They stole our culture by beating it out of us. The point I'm making is that to a people who don't know who they are, have no knowledge of the history, you can tell them anything. Have you ever seen Total Recall? On the Snow Tonight here on Mars? And they put a chip in the mind and erased his memory. When he get his memory back, that's total recall. That's what's happening right now. The Most High raised up this truth and revealed the truth today. He said, you're going to know the truth, and the truth going to set you free. Now let's go to Revelation 3:9. Because it's some lies being told. We need to break these lies. Like the Apostle Paul said, we are to expose the works of darkness and establish this truth. Establish means to put it to effect. That's what we should be doing on this earth. Establishing this kingdom on earth, not no la-la-la land in the sky. Revelation 5:10 say he made us kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth. Christ said the city of the great king is Jerusalem. Who told you going to a la-la land in the sky? We're going to rule on this earth literally. Revelation 3:9 now. Just to clarify that the Most High constantly stressing in his word who are the real Jews. All right? Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews. Who say they are Jews and worshiping the synagogue today? White people in the Middle East and Israel, your land, and are not. But do not, behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet. And to know I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon the whole world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcome, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God. Now understand this. It's going to be What's this trial that's finna come on the whole world that he finna spur you from? You see these wars they going through? You see this world that tearing up all their stuff, killing their economy? And black people, we just sitting back watching. You put your faith in God and take it out of this system. The Most High told us not to chase after what the Gentiles chase. They look to what they going to eat, what they going to drink, and what they going to wear, and where they going to live. In other words, they chasing after jobs. They love this money. You can't serve both God and money. I hate to say I come across like a preacher, but we nation builders. We separating our minds from the lies to bring back so we can have love for our brothers and sisters. And love for the Most High is the greatest law. Ain't no two laws greater than those two. So while we practicing love and everybody by ourselves, the Most High is marking you down. He sees. Now, before we close, understand that the destination that's going to come up is going to bring about, I'm going to tell you in plain words, when you see Palestine and Israel become Palestine become their own separate nation, and they take the old so-called site where Solomon Temple is and begin to rebuild it. That's the, and this is the abomination that caused desolation that will be standing in the holy place. That might be the Pope. When you see this, he said, woe to them that live in Judea. Now, what they call it, Palestine and Israel, that landmass is called Judea. It's going to be war on them people in that city. It's going to be nuclear war. And what's going to happen? He say, for then shall be great tribulation. This is verse 21 in Matthew 24. Such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be. Understand that when you see this, it's going to break out in a full-scale war. News. Now, I'm talking to the 12 tribes of Israel. Most importantly, though, to the tribe of Judah. Hey, understand, put your faith in God, start getting right, getting to this Bible, and understand that we are under the covenant. We are the king tribe for the same bloodline as Christ. I know they don't want you to know that because you might come out this fairy tale and stop worshiping white people. Yeah, when you worship the white babe on December 25th, when you worship all these old American holidays, it's the promotion of white supremacy. Same way with your church. Get into this scripture because Christ said that he that not with us is against us. And when Christ comes, he's not coming to hug everybody. Christ is coming to separate the sheep from the goat and to murder his enemies, though, and those who do not want him to rule over him. I'm talking about black people. You must let Christ be the ruler of life. I'm gone for the day. Time up. I'll get with you next week. Thank you for your time. Appreciate you and love you.